Don Lemon, good morning.
Are you going to have people at the good morning, at the Tom Joyner family reunion singing Bernie Sanders?
I don't know if we'll be feeling the burn as much
as
you are.
I don't think that'll be happening.
They're still around there?
Oh, my gosh.
Still, it's like...
It's over with.
She broke up with you. She found a new boyfriend. She's not coming back. It's time for you to get off the couch or get out of your parents' basement and move on.
And take them funny hats off.
Them
Robin Hood hats off.
It's over. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's kids who've never lost anything before. That's right. Who it is. So they all got a trophy. So they think everybody doesn't win. Bernie Sanders lost. All right. Fought a good fight. Move on. But speaking of the convention, speaking of moving on, sadly, President Barack Obama gave the speech of his life last night. I think it was one of the best speeches he's given as president. Not only did he make the case for Hillary Clinton, but he made the case for himself and his legacy.
And that's why I can say with confidence, there has never been a man or a woman, not me, not Bill, nobody, more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as president of the United States of America.
Nobody.
Not me, not Bill, nobody. Listen, the president gives good swagger, doesn't he?
Yes.
He's got some good swagger. I think that him saying that nobody has ever been as qualified for president of the United States, that's a pretty bold and powerful statement. And that's, I mean, it's one you really can't argue with if you're really being intellectually honest. If you're not being political at all and you're just looking at resume, you're taking an objective look at Hillary Clinton's resume and accomplishments. He's telling the truth. The president went on to say this.
She sat with me in the Situation Room and forcefully argued in favor of the mission that took out bin Laden. I'm asking you to join me to reject cynicism and reject fear and to summon what is best in us to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States.
If that's not making the case, I don't know what is. The crowd erupted. I was wondering how it was playing at home because in the arena, at some parts it was very, very quiet. But it was quiet because he had them. He had the crowd. He went slow and he took his time. It was a powerful speech. But we can go back 12 years. Can we do that? 12 years ago?
Take us back.
You remember we talked about that? I remember being a local anchor and reporter in Chicago. This was 2004. I was watching the Democratic National Convention. I believe I was at a VFW hall, but I know that I was on the south side of Chicago, on the city south side. And a young state senator, our young state senator, had been picked to give a speech, and he tore it up. Part of it right now.
Tonight is a particular honor for me because, let's face it, my presence on this stage is pretty unlikely.
Pretty unlikely, and he got a big crowd, a big response. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Last night, the president said he was pretty nervous all those years ago, but he was filled with faith, but led by an unseeable audacity, that I call it, the audacity of hope. He could not have possibly known, though, that his fate would lead him to the Oval Office.
The audacity of hope. America, you've vindicated that hope these past 8 years. And now I'm ready to pass the baton and do my part as a private citizen.
A private citizen. It's the end of an era. And whether you realize it or not, that was the president's going away speech. All right? Mm-hmm. America's first black president welcoming on stage America's potentially first woman president. What a statement that is, and what a contrast to last week's doom and gloom to hope and possibility.
Yeah, yeah. So she speaks tonight. What do you expect from Hillary Clinton?
Well, I mean,
she's got to come with it. I mean, her opening acts have been ripping it up. What do you expect from Hillary Clinton, Don?
She's got to make the case. And listen, I mean, she's got a tough act to follow. She's got tough acts to follow,
really? Right?
Considering the first lady, the first night, I was like, well, hey, that's a wrap. They can go home, right? and then the president, and you know, Bloomberg last night, who made the case for her, and Joe Biden last night, who made the case for her, and I mean, and Cory Booker, who made the case for her. She's got a tough act to follow. She's got to really be human, and she's got to talk about why she can do it and why you can trust her. And if you've heard over the past couple of nights, everyone has said, you can trust her, you can trust her. She's the one I trust. I'm with her. I'm with her. They're trying to make the case for trust because she has such high untrustworthy numbers, you know, for good reason or for whatever you want to believe. So that's what she's going to have to do. She's going to have to prove that she's trustworthy, and she's going to have to be human. I mean, and we forgot about Bill. I mean, she's got to follow that act, too. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Tough act to follow.
Because think about all the people that have spoken over the last couple of days. My goodness.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like
if you ever had a Hall of Fame of speakers, at not even just saying conventions, but just speakers, they would all be in it the way that they have presented these people over the week.
It's just Sybil, you're right.
It's incredible.
I mean, even if you just have one of those, right? I mean,
right.
Just sitting and listening to
this is a team.
I really think they all did a great job. I think the president did a great job, but still, that first lady still sticks out to me. You know, I just she's just a class act.
Yeah.
About the White House being built by slaves, and you see your daughters playing on the lawn. Yeah, that was.
But they were well fed, and they had, you know.
And they were housed.
And they were housed. They had housing, and they were well fed.
And they had music.
You know.
I mean, come on. I mean,
sweet low, sweet Jerry.
Yeah. I mean, for to carry me.
That's the only thing O'Reilly didn't say they had. And they had music, too, you know.
Because you know they like good music.
You know they like music.
Well,
they can build a house. They can build a house so fast when they got that music.
And chicken.
He all but said that.